Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Snake Hogan is seeing to it that the romance between his sister Gussie and Lum progresses steadily, if not very ardently. And Abner's efforts to extricate Lum from this unhappy alliance only serve to get him into it deeper. As we're looking on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their combined Jot'em Down store, bakery, and library. Lum is on the telephone. Listen.
Yeah, well, I'll try to make it if I can. I got a heap of work to do here at the store. Yeah, it may keep me tied up all evening, Snake. You what? Oh, well, in that case, I reckon I can make it all right. Yeah, I'll be there, Snake. All right. Goodbye.
Are you going over to the Hogans' again tonight, Lum?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Doggies, you've been over there for 3 nights hand-running now.
I know, but Snake said it'd be a good idea for me to be over there this evening.
Well, you don't have to do everything that Snake Hogan says, do you?
No, I don't have to, but I don't know. When he gets that certain tone to his voice and says his sister Gussie is expecting me, it sounds just like he's talking out of the barrel of that gun he's always polishing.
Is he still polishing on that thing?
Yeah, every night he sits there in the rocker polishing the gun, telling the same jokes over and over.
Well?
And Gussie sits on the lounge and blushes and giggles the same way.
Yeah.
And then Ms. Hogan gets the stereoscope and shows me the same pictures.
Well?
Grannies, I saw that picture of Niagara Falls 4 dozen times.
Yeah, more like as she keeps showing you that, sort of hinting that you take Gussie there on a honeymoon.
I wouldn't take Gussie to a dog's fight.
Yeah, that's what they're doing it for, I bound you.
And I've seen them views of the Columbia Exposition in Chicago in 1900 or whenever it was, a jillion times.
Oh, well, they got them, too?
Oh, my, yeah.
Well?
And I saw one picture there of a bear at the New York Zoo so many times he's beginning to seem like a member of my own family.
A member of your own family?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Lum, that couldn't have been a bear then.
Well, it is too a bear. I ought to know. I saw the picture enough times.
Yeah, but you couldn't have no bear for a real eight, Lum. You must not have looked good at that picture.
Well, Abner, I never meant that he was.
Maybe it's just some fella wearing one of them big fur coats, you know, one of them great big ones that covers a fella all up. That's more likely what it was.
Abner, it wasn't no fella.
Aye, doggies, I bound you. That was that uncle of yours up there in Wisconsin, Uncle Zerny.
Uncle Zerny? Oh, I
yeah.
Know him anywhere.
Well, don't you recollect? He sent you a picture of himself once, and he was wearing a big, heavy fur coat. And then he ripped you how they had to wear coats like that on account of how cold it gets up there.
Yeah, I recollect that, Abner, but this is a picture.
I know his old Uncle Zerny. Well, I ain't thought about him for I don't know when. Reckon how Miss Hogan got a picture of him. Is her and him old friends?
I don't know. I hope not.
Well, they live off of Fur Park to be, I know that. Or maybe she met him when he taken that trip.
Trip? What trip?
Why, when he went from Wisconsin to New York. Didn't you say that that picture showed him at the New York Zoo?
For goodness sakes, Abner, can't you understand that there was a picture of a bear at the zoo?
Well, natural, there's bears at the zoo, Lum. There's all kinds of animals there. See, Lum, a zoo, that's a place where they keep animals and rhinoceroses and camels.
I know what a zoo is.
Yeah, well, that's more likely what Uncle Zerny went to New York for, just to see the animals. He always loved them, I know.
Fur as I know, Uncle Zerny never went to New York.
Well, if he never went there, how could he get his picture taken there?
That wasn't him. It was a picture of a bear.
A bear went to New York? Oh, Lum. No bear could find his way from Wisconsin clean to New York. They don't know how to ride on trains and stuff.
Well, for goodness sakes, Abner, there's no use of me trying to explain anything to you.
How far did the bear have to travel to get there, Long?
Just forget about it, Abner. I've got enough trouble with that, having to explain things to you all the time.
Well, I still think you made a mistake now. You better look at that picture closer when you go over to the Hogan's this tonight.
I ain't going over there.
You ain't?
Well, I mean, I wish I wasn't.
Oh.
Granny's Abner, I gotta get out of this thing some way or other. I don't think I can stand sitting in that parlor looking at Gussie one more evening. I wish lightning would strike me, or something.
Lightning? Oh, don't say that, Lon. That's liable to actually happen to you.
Well, compared to what I go through every night, it'd be a pleasure.
Yeah, but don't say that now, Lon. I know the feller over south of Cherry Hill. I heard about him anyway. And he said if he weren't telling the truth about whatever he's talking about, that the lightning ought to come down and strike him. And I doggies, it weren't 5 minutes later that the lightning done it.
Pish posh.
It's the truth, according to the almanac. It's the truth anyway.
Well, it couldn't happen today. It ain't even raining.
Yeah, but they can have them lecultural storms. Don't need no rain. I'll recollect one time
wait,
just
wait
as
minute.
Clear
look,
that...
Look who's coming.
Huh?
There's that ferocious feller, Mousy Gray.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon what in the world that feller wants?
I don't know, no telling.
He's got something on his chest.
Yeah, keeps coming in here and saying he's mad at you, but he don't never tell you why.
Can't recollect nothing I ever done to him.
No.
Fact is, I hardly ever see him. He sleeps all day and night watches over the mill all night.
Yeah.
And if he don't tell me what he's mad about today, I'm going to pick him up and just shake it out of him.
Oh, well, now, Law, now you can't pick on a little frail feller like him now.
Oh, I reckon I oughtn't to, but
why,
just the same, it gets on my mind.
Mind out, here he comes.
Well, hello there, Mousy.
Howdy, Law. Abner.
Come on in, Mousy. Are you still mad at me today?
Yes, sir. I believe I'm madder and, well, I guess I'm the maddest that I've ever been.
Well, just try and control yourself, Mousy. Don't let that temper of yours get out of control. Now, exactly what is you're mad about, Mousy?
Well, it's about... Well, you... Could I see you alone, Lum?
Alone?
Yes, sir.
I reckon so. Abner, step out in the feed room there and close the door.
Oh, I ain't going to listen to nothing, Lum.
No, Mousy wants to see me alone. Go on now, hurry up.
Dad, blame it just when something gets interesting.
All right, be sure you close the door good and tight.
I will. Dad, blame it all.
All right now, Mousy. What's this all about?
Well, it's about her, Lon.
Her?
Yes, sir. And I'm going to fight for her. Honest I am. Honest and true.
Well, who in the world are you talking about, her?
Why, Gussie, of course. She's my dream girl.
Gussie, your dream girl?
Yes, sir.
Well, swan to goodness. Granny's Mousy, I never heard Gussie mention nothing about you and her.
Oh, she doesn't know it yet. See, I never have even met her, but, well, she's my secret love.
Well, I do know.
You gave her a locket with the in a loaf of bread, Lum, and, well, I'm just awful mad about it.
Well, now, wait, Mousy. That was just a mistake. I meant to give that locket to Miss Fredericks.
Excuses won't save you now, Lum. I've worked myself up into too much of a rage to stop now. Well, shall we start the fight?
Mousy, fight? Well, I think maybe you better go back over to the mill and think this over a little longer. No telling what a dangerous feller like you's liable to do.
No, sir. I can't go back without beating you up, Lum. The fellows wouldn't like it at all.
The fellers? You mean the fellers at the mill?
Yes, sir. See, I've failed several times, and they said if I came back again without having whipped you, I'd be a disgrace to the mill.
Oh, I see. That was sort of their idea, huh?
Well, I helped some with it. Shall we start the fight now?
Well, I reckon so, if it's going to help your standing at the mill.
Well, let's see now. Just how do we go about this? I never have had a fight before.
Well, I reckon the first thing to do is take off our coats.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather leave mine on. I take cold awful easy, Lum.
You do, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I reckon we can leave them on then. Now, all right now. Put your fists up in front of you.
My fist?
Yeah, double them up hard. That's it.
I hate to do this, Lum. I've always admired you so much.
I know, but you've got to do it for the fellers at the mill.
Yes, sir. And for Gussie.
Yeah, and for Gussie.
She's my dream girl.
Mm-hmm. I've had a few dreams about her myself. Well, come on. Better start hitting.
You don't think I'm too mad to fight, do you, Lum?
Oh, I think you can control yourself. Hurry up. I can't wait all day to get beat up.
Well, let's see now. Where do you think that I should hit you first?
Oh, I don't know. On the jaw, I reckon. That's always a good starter.
The jaw?
Yeah.
Like this?
Oh, oh.
Hey, what's that? I heard something fall. Hey, Lum. Where's Lum?
Oh, he's on the floor there.
The floor? I noted. He never ought to have said it. Come on, get some dirt. We got to throw some dirt on him.
Dirt? What for?
Why, you idiot, can't you see he's been struck by lightning?